You're a grandparent that stepped in the gap and providing for your grandkids, taking care of your grandkids, maybe even adopting your grandkids to raise them. Now more than ever, we've got millions of grandparents stepping in to do exactly that. We're going to encourage you who are listening today, if that's your story. Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. Welcome. Appreciate you joining us during this very special week. Boy, a lot of activity going on. Our staff have been talking to friends all around the country and people who've been joining in and want to be a part of Intentional Living and supporting the ministry. And we appreciate the fact you're taking a few minutes to call and talk to one of our staff, because this week we're holding our phone lines exclusively for those who have been calling to stand in support of the Intentional Living Ministry at 888-888-1717, or those who have been going online, of course, anytime. You can find out more when you go to theintentionallife.com. Second thing, I hope you'll take a few minutes, pray for me and for my wife, Donna. Coming up here in just about 3 weeks, we're going to be in Michigan as we start our Michigan tour for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Nights on Thursday night, April 20th in Jackson at the Jackson Nazarene Church, and then in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, the next night on Friday night, which sold out about a week or 10 days ago. And we're going to just have a good time, really practical help with a unique spin, a unique angle, and that's intentional living in marriage. Very practical, very helpful, and your prayers would be appreciated. All right, Rose is from the comment line. She's in the process of going to adopt 7 grandchildren. But you know what? That's not the whole story. Take a listen.
Dr. Randy, this is Rose from New Mexico. Me and my husband just got married about 8 months ago, and I'm going to be 62. He's going to be 64. Make a long story short, his daughter had drug issues. All her kids ended up foster care. We are in the process of adopting 7 grandchildren, and I've never had children before, and it's been a long time for my husband. And we're also newly married. So I was just wondering if anybody out there would have any helpful hints on adoption issues with kids and all of that.
Wow. 7 grandchildren, never having children before, and you're 62 years old. That's like going from 0 to 60 in a Chevy Chevette. Anybody remember a Chevy Chevette? Grandparents. That's why I put that out there, because grandparents would remember. How do you get from 0 to 60? Chevette in right now. Okay, that was Rose. She represents so many people we hear from in one fashion or another. Grandparents were saying, help. How do I be intentional in raising my grandchildren? So let's go to the live calls here. Tim, we're going to start with you in Michigan today. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate it. What would you say to Rose and others? What's your experience?
You know, first of all, I would say, you know, as in everything else, God first and foremost. My wife and I have adopted 4 of our grandchildren now. Mm. Our eldest daughter passed away about 12 years ago,
Wow. And
we adopted a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And our youngest daughter has struggled with mental health all her life, so we adopted 2 of her children, too, when they were just babies, both of them. So we have a 5-year-old boy, an 8-year-old girl, a 16-year-old daughter, and an 18-year-old daughter.
Wow, that's quite a... Now, this isn't something you thought would ever be part of your life, probably, early on, did you?
You know, we're not hoping, but with the drug issues, it was always something that was kind of, you know what I mean, in the back of the mind out there.
Exactly.
But, you know, when the day finally happened, when things, you know, came to make decisions on things, it was not even a decision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God has always been good, and because we continue to be as faithful as we can be to Him, you know, He's blessed us greatly through this. We couldn't imagine what our lives would look like when we, you know, first entered the process of adopting all the grandchildren. And it's not always been easy, but boy, have we been blessed.
Mm.
I mean, just blessed beyond all measure. And it's harder, you know, a little bit harder sometimes when it's older, but God never gives us anything, you know, a job that He set before us without the tools to do it.
Yeah. So what are some practical things you'd say to others who are following your footsteps?
Well, the first practical things I would say is that, is in everything else, you know, make it a daily practice is hopefully did with the young family. And we did that, you know, pray together, read together, do the things as a family together, make sure God's first, you know, and all our grandchildren belong to Jesus. Their hearts belong to Jesus now, and they just love him. And we could not ask for anything more. Mm-hmm. You know, they're raising up children or grandchildren, you know, with eternity in mind is the most important thing. And that's just worked out fantastically, as it should. In fact, just to all bragging, our 18-year-old granddaughter, the oldest one that we adopted, is actually the salutatorian in the class this year. So, you know.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well. But as far as practical advice, as far as dealing with states and legalities right. and all that kind of things, I guess my best advice would be is that, you know, pray hard and do not be discouraged, because it's an awful thing to work against all the time, and it seems like you're working against a lot of things in order to adopt children. And it doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but it is. Mm. And to just, you know, just take things one day at a time and never give up, and pretty soon you'll be looking on the backside of it. You know, this is not a road that my wife and I would have chose, you know, or anybody would choose, I would think. But you know, that being said, as long as we continue to be faithful to God, he has just continued to bless us above and beyond.
Fantastic. So, hey, yeah. Tim, thank you for your call from Michigan. You keep it up, my friend.
All right, my brother. Hey, have a good day.
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening. We're going to go to Danielle in a moment, New Mexico. Her grandmother adopted her when she was 5. We'll see how that turned out. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
What is the greatest threat to your peace and happiness today? Many things in life pose unique threats and can easily get out of control. That's why it's best to deal with them while they're small and manageable. During our spring fundraiser, will you support the Ministry of Intentional Living? Give right now, and you'll receive Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Your Personal Threat Assessment, where he provides inspiration that will prepare you for the threats you'll face in your life. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360. When you give, you'll get the teaching and other intentional living tools sent directly to your inbox each month, along with this month's exclusive offer of the Intentional Living Chronological Bible. This special Bible orders the books, chapters, and verses as they actually happened. Your continuing support helps people live intentional lives for Christ in a world that often threatens their peace and happiness. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 today, or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. We've been very intentional this week to present the need. And I just want to say this before I give you the phone number information, how much I appreciate the radio station, the management, the leadership here, what they do every day. Listen, these men and women care for you and love you and present the kind of programming and music and information to uplift you and point you toward Christ in a time when the rest of the world's not doing that. And if anything, dragging us down as a culture. And so we're blessed to have this station on the air, and we're glad to be a part of it in our small way with intentional living every day. And so your support for us is really helping us in turn be able to support in a small way the station in what they're doing. So if you'd like to know more, as Kurt mentioned, we'd love to have you call. Our operators are designated for this purpose this week. As you call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. God has a unique plan for our children despite us, which I'm thankful for. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Abraham had 2 sons. One was named Isaac, the other Ishmael. And when Sarah demanded that her maidservant Hagar's and Abraham's son Ishmael leave the camp, the story sort of fell over. Yet, as God so often does, the story was only beginning. It says in Scripture that God spoke up and said, I will turn the son of the maidservant into a nation also. God writes the story of our lives through His grace. Don't write off your children too soon. Or maybe you grew up in a home where your parents didn't encourage you, didn't prepare you for the future. God has something very special for you. The story of your life is not over, even though your parents didn't help write the story for you. Live your life intentionally today.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Today we're talking about grandparenting. It's overtime, kind of double overtime parenting. And it started with Rose, who called and really is concerned. She's 62, married to a husband, 64, newlyweds, just 8 months married, daughter on drugs, and are ready to adopt 7 grandchildren and said, help, what do you think? And you all been calling. So let's go. Let's keep on with Danielle, who's on the other side of this equation, says here, Danielle, you were adopted by your grandmother.
Yes. When I was 5, she adopted me. My grandfather and grandmother both adopted me when I was 5. My mother and birth father were both mentally ill, and they were unable to care for kids, and they just got overwhelmed. And my grandmother decided to step in, and she had to make a really life-changing decision. And she thought it over, and she chose me over her old age. And I got to tell you that it was the best thing that I could have ever asked for. And I want to encourage these older seniors that are, these grandparents that are taking in their dear grandchildren, that there will be some times when you doubt yourself, and you think, oh my gosh, what did I do? How good of a parent am I becoming? Will it happen again to these children that I adopted, my own grandchildren? What happened to my daughter and my son? And it isn't true. It's simply a matter of putting love first and having a really strong Christian background, really putting forth your culture and really, really diving in as a family. And my grandmother, for all intensive purposes, went towards that goal, and I'm here today, and I'm already turning 50 this year, and let me tell you, it was the best thing that I could have ever asked for. Thank God for grandparents.
I heard some emotion in your voice, Danielle, as you talked about your grandparents.
Yes.
How meaningful was that to you personally?
She's been gone 4 years now. She passed away, and she was my best friend. I mean, we got along really well, and she protected me against some things that came up with my birth parents. They wanted to be in and out of my life, and they caused a lot of intentional pain. But my grandmother, she protected me, and she really stuck to her side of the bargain. She was a real parent, you know, and she put out all that love out there. You know, she didn't allow me to suffer for any intensive purposes, you know. She put out herself 100%, and she doubted herself sometimes, you know, and I kept telling her, you're doing a great job. And I'm here to say that the grandkids will be very, very grateful. Very grateful, because they have a home and they have love, and that's what they need. That's what they need.
Amen. Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate your call. That's the other side of the equation. That's the view from a 50-year-old who was adopted at 5, looking back 45 years, tears still. So Grandma and Grandpa, we're not worn out completely yet, right? Okay, Iwana is on the line in Arizona. And Iwana, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Mostly is I just wanted to make sure they're older, you know, and I'm 69. I took in my kids. I adopted them actually 3 years ago, but I had them all of their life since they were infants. At one at a time as they were born, they came into my family because their siblings is my two granddaughters, older, and took them in after their mother was on drugs, and they were all born with drugs in their system. Those drugs create problems.
Yes.
And, you know, with maybe ADHD, one was born with asthma really bad. She had to get on the machine 5-6 times a day sometimes. I was working at the time, so it was really hard at the time at the start. These people say that hopefully we retired. That's great because the children take a lot of time, and 7 of them I can't even imagine, but if they were born with drugs in their system, if that drugs create problems, just want to tell them there's a lot of resources out there to help the older people raise these grandkids. You just have to reach out. Yeah. A lot of state agencies help. But if they adopt with subsidy, then the state sends them money for each child every month. I mean, it's not a lot, but, you know, when you don't have a lot of money to raise these kids on, every little bit helps.
A little bit is a lot. So your kind of intentional perspective on this is make sure, understand, again, expectations. And if there's been drugs involved, that we all kind of know that has an impact on kids who are born with that within the system. But also that there's maybe help available. The state that you live in may have resources to support you and help you. as you've adopted that child. So that's a good reminder. I want to appreciate your call. How old are your grandchildren now?
14, 15, and almost 16. They're all just changing.
And you're 69. How are you doing?
Right. I have a bad back, but they understand all this. They know what's going on, and I love them dearly. And they're all good kids, but one thing they were talking about earlier, get them into a church, keep them into church, keep them under the word that a good person can tell them the right word. You know, there's only one way to heaven, and Jesus Christ is the only way.
It's good.
You know, just be there for them all the time. It's not a long, short-term contract they're making. It's a long term.
Good reminder. It's a long-term contract. Thank you, Iwana, which raises a caller that called and just from Kansas, I think, and was just questioning, making sure that the motives are right, you know, when you're adopting your grandchildren. And it talks about intentions and expectations again. And I think that most of us as grandparents, our intentions would be good, but be realistic and understand, why am I doing this, and what are my motives? I'm being realistic, and I have clear expectations. You're not going to be able to answer all those questions. Love is love, and you got to step out, and God love those of you who are doing it. You know, the stats are what? 2.6 million children in the United States are being raised exclusively by grandparents, and millions more where the grandparents are in the home and stepping in for the parents, maybe providing care during the day or in other ways, really helping out in beyond just what we might call typical grandparenting, you know. So God love you for doing that. If you just joined us, it started with Rose. She called from New Mexico. She said, help, I'm newlywed, 8 months, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, daughter on drugs, never had kids, and now ready to adopt 7 grandchildren. You know, what do you say? Let's take another call. Let's go to Phyllis in Michigan. Phyllis, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Harrelson.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Well, I would say prayer and journaling your issues that you have with each child so that, you know, with 7 grandchildren, I've just taken custody of a granddaughter, and we've ran into a problem already. The first 3 days, she ran away. So it's a different angle for me, but to have multiple children like that, I think, you know, God puts us in the places where we're needed the most. That's my belief. And for her to have a heart that she could open up her home to these 7 grandchildren is just, it's miraculous to me.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You know, but you don't want to take and not do something or try to help those children. And I empathize with her and her husband because they're just newly married themselves in the age that I'm 63 the end of this month. So, but you have to try. You open a home so that they're not given to strangers or, you know, whatever the purpose of God planting us in this position.
Yeah.
But that's all I could say. I would really say prayer and journaling, if that so that you can do each day what steps you're taking,
yeah,
and just build upon those.
Very powerful. Know? That's true. You know, Phyllis, we talk about, you know, getting legal help and making sure those things are covered, but the motivation still comes from I love God and I love my grandchildren and I got to step in. Somebody's got to help here. But the realistic side or the expectational side is making sure that the expectations are met. One basic question I would ask a grandparent, if you're 64 years old, Rose, and you're ready to step in, is what if something happens to you? In other words, making sure that you're putting into place the kinds of things that will protect those grandchildren if something were to happen to you. And I think that message comes through as well. Okay, thank you for your call, Phyllis. We'll be back. I got Philip standing by with some encouragement. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. And it can be anything from the literal cancer that has affected some of us in this team and family members who have lost their life, to those things which are hidden and personal just in our own life. An unhealthy relationship can be innocent, but it has the potential to greatly damage your life. Not managing your money correctly Maybe in the beginning is a small threat, a little bit too many credit cards and too many buys and too many this, but you know, long term, that has a threat to destroy your financial security and your family. You know, we got a lot of what I call universal threats that we have very little control of. We pray for our friends and believers and leaders of Ukraine, for instance, but beyond that, most of us, there's not much we can do. We pray. We've got threats to our financial institutions. We've got threats in the world. We pray for our leaders that God will be there. But you know what? Within our own homes, the walls of our home, and within our family, within our own minds and hearts, I call it sort of the three-foot rule. Wherever we can touch and reach out, we do have some control of how we think, how we behave, and what we do. And it's within 3 feet of ourselves that the threats can become very damaging to our family, to our minds and our spirit, our relationships, our finances, our health, and so on. And so the teaching this month that I put together for our Intentional Living community, sent out just a couple weeks ago, is on intentional living when you're facing the threats in your life. And we're at the end of the month here, just a couple days left. And I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to come and join the Intentional Living community, the family. And we get a chance to send these kind of resources to you every month. Next month, it's going to be on the topic of peace. And how do we find peace? And Paul's formula for peace that we find in Scripture. So if you're not a member, come and join us. Your monthly support right now. And you can find out more about all that. Also having available the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And thank you. God bless you. Thanks for standing up and being a part of the Intentional Living Ministry, helping us reach more people here and around the world through our radio and podcast and our events. Boy, we appreciate your support.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
If you joined us, missed any part of the program, and just joining us now, we're talking about grandparenting when you're stepping into the gap for your grandkids. And Rose, who's stepping in now at 62 years old, never having grandchildren, with a daughter on drugs and adopting 7 grandchildren, wanting help, and you've been helping. So let's get Philip on, who's next in Arizona. Thank you for waiting, Philip. Go right ahead. You're on the
air. You're welcome. I want to encourage them because I'm actually was her daughter, so to speak, I guess, because I was a son on drugs and whatever else. My parents ended up taking, thank God they did not end up having to go the whole wing of adoption. I'm just, praise the Lord, I got them back now. But there was a time for like 4, 5, 6 years that I was in prison, and they had to take care of them.
So you were in prison, you had drugs in prison, and your parents stepped up for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was the best thing for those kids, because if they did not, they would have been lost in the state. And now the kids had, while I was in the prodigal son stages of my life, the kids had a stable environment, and they were with people they knew.
Yeah.
And Christian, mom and dad, or grandma and granddad taking the place for mom and dad.
Mm.
So I want to give them a Galatians 6:9. Don't grow weary in doing good. In due time, if you don't lose heart, you will reap what you sow. I might have messed up the scripture up a little bit, but
you did great.
6:9.
How are you doing, Philip? 5 years in prison. You said you're restoring the lost years.
Trying. I mean, that's a little difficult, though, because the enemy likes to bring up guilt.
Because
and it goes with my mom a little bit at times, or his guilt, because she was not going the rate of being a parent again. She raised 4 of her own and then having to. But being patient with the Lord, it's actually done a lot better, and I'm actually doing good now. Recently got married, and I'm about to be getting a house.
Good for you. Hey, listen, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of restoring. And as the scripture talks about restoring those years that the locusts have eaten, it's a word picture of, we can have wasted years. And let's face it, you don't have to go to prison to have wasted years. There's a lot of people going off to work and living life, and they're wasting their lives. So the fact that you have been at the bottom, as it were, Philip, and now saying, hey, I'm on this track of restoring my life, you know what's important, you know what's valuable, and you can call in and share that. We applaud that, and we're going to be praying for you, my friend, on this journey back to wholeness, and we pray that it'll be a great success for you, for your family.
I appreciate it, and just one thing that I want to tell them, don't give up. They're doing good. Mm-hmm. I know their ages are a little bit higher than my parents were, but I mean, the Lord gives them their energy and their strength, so just don't give up. Keep up the good work.
Amen. God does give us the strength, doesn't he? That's where it comes from. Hey, do we have time? Jacqueline in Arizona with some encouragement. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
I am a great-grandmother, was blessed with three great-grandbabies to raise. I adopted them last year. I've had them now for going on 3 years. And it was only by the grace of God that we were brought back together and I was able to receive them. God has so blessed us in so many ways. Not only them, they, as people say they're blessed. No, I'm blessed. God knew what he was doing when he blessed me with my babies now. They're my babies, my children. And I just want to tell all the, I know nowadays mostly grandparents are raising children, even some great-grandparents, that as long as we put God first in our life, we can see miracles every day with our grandbabies and our great-grandbabies, and those that are we just have to, or we feel like we have to take in because we want them loved and taken care of the way God would have them taken care of.
You know, that's a great-grandmother who I was thinking is really a great-grandmother, and so thank you for sharing that story. I mean, God bless you standing in the gap. I heard someone share a statistic, a research study that mentioned that the most influential person in a child's life is often the grandparents. And I was thinking, boy, that's true. I mean, because grandparents have some wisdom and some time, where the parents sometimes are busy, and in these cases, maybe not even present in the lives of their precious grandchildren. So God love you, Grandma and Grandpa, for standing in the gap. Whatever you're doing, you know, it's an important thing to do, and God bless you for it. Hey, if you'd like to share a story today or respond to what you've heard today or find out more about the ministry, go to our website, theintentionallife.com. Be on this journey with us. It's a life-changing message. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. God bless you. We'll see you next time from our Intentional Living Center.